Oh, boy, I tell you, especially if you're looking for employment now that summer has started and you're fresh out of college. Let me tell you, job hunters tricked into handing over thousands of dollars are being lured in with a new tactic, task-based scams. They're being offered high pay to just like and subscribe videos online. Oh, boy, I tell you, for everything scams, we go to my friend Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. Kristen, I tell you, if only scammers could use their smarts for good. How many times do we say that? We'd be rich by now.
You say it, right, just like the scammers. I mean, they are That's always true. One step ahead, and they're always coming up with new ways to trick people. And unfortunately, this one's working.
Ugh, gosh. So what's going on? It said over the last 3 years, nearly 50,000 people have filed reports to the Better Business Bureau scam tracker after falling victim to this. So first of all, how does it work?
So basically, people who put their resumes out on like LinkedIn or other sorts of job posting sites are being solicited for these jobs that they didn't ask for. These are not jobs they applied for, but their contact information is out there, and they're getting emails and oftentimes text messages. About half of the new reports that we've received over these past 3 years have come via text message. So that's a new method that they're getting people with. But they're getting messages about these jobs. They go through a very easy interview process. No video, no real requirements of them. And then they're offered these jobs where they're, a lot of times the companies are posing as real companies. So there was one woman in Connecticut who thought she was working for Warner Brothers, and she was asked to like and subscribe to different videos and platforms. And once she had completed those tasks, about 8 to 10 videos that she had to like, then they said that she was entered into a lottery and she won, and she got this opportunity to basically invest. And so she's putting her money into liking these videos. Some of the examples we received, people got their money back. They earned their commission. That made them trust the process. But then they needed to put in more money. And in this case, this woman saw her money doubling. So she went from putting in $100 to putting $3,000 in. And pretty soon it looked like she had, you know, earned about $10,000, went to take her money out, and all of a sudden it was frozen. We had another example where a man actually put in $250,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they said he had to pay a tax. And then he had to pay a fee to charity. There are all these different fees. They're just trying to get more and more and more money out of him until, you know, at some point you do realize it's a scam.
It sounds so crazy, Kristen, but I always think to myself, if I have to pay to work, then I don't want that job. Right? I mean, it sounds crazy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like a very simple task, you know, like click like and subscribe or, you know. But I always think to myself, the second my job tells me, Melissa, I need you to pay to do this, I'm out. I'm not paying to get paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just sounds bizarre.
You're right. And that's one of the biggest red flags. But one of the things that we see in common with all of these reports is that they start up these chats on WhatsApp. And so the people who are taking these positions think they're in a chat with other people who are also doing the same job, and they're being encouraged by the other people in the chat who are saying, oh, I made this much money today. Oh, keep going. You're going to make a lot of money. I did. It's just a scammer, but they don't realize that. So not only did they get their money back and make commission the first round, but now they're with other people who are saying it's worked for them. So the
it's
combination
like a bot.
Of the two
That's
is-
terrible. I mean, it's like a horrible online dating scenario, but for work. That's awful.
Yeah, and a lot of these people took these as second jobs. These aren't their main necessarily form of
employment.
Right,
make some cash on the
and
side,
so it's
sure.
just something on the side.
That still stinks, though, because it's like if you're taking a second job, it means that, you know, money, you
need it.
You need it. Exactly. You can't just be throwing it towards it. Over 600 reports to the Better Business Bureau about this employment scam were task-based, which is just unbelievable. So, of course, you know, we started to talk about the red flags, which is first and foremost, I always say, if you are ever asked to pay to work, that just is very counteractive. It doesn't make any sense, right? The reason we work is to get paid. You know what I mean?
Right. And the old version of this scam was that, it's going to be a work from home job, but you need equipment. You need a fax machine or a computer. So we're going to send you a check. And you're gonna deposit that check into your bank account, and you know, part of it's going to be your first week's pay, but the rest of it you're going to send over to this other person who's going to send you all the equipment. Well, in reality, it was a fake check. There was no money in there. But of course, the bank by law has to cash it and give you the money. And then within like a week or two, you find out, oh, there's no real money in there. I just sent my own money to the scammer.
That's awful.
That was the old version of this. We don't see that one quite as often. But of course, scammers need to figure out a new way to get ahead. And so what we're describing today is what we're seeing much more common.
So what
and I will say,
yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, so scams nationally, but also in Connecticut, they doubled from last year. And the amount of money people lost in Connecticut on average quadrupled from last year, from the year before, I should say. So in 2024, people lost about $700 to these scams. Now they're losing on average $2,000. But as we see in these examples, we have people losing tens of thousands of dollars as well.
So what would you say, Kristen, are some employment scam red flags besides the one that I had mentioned before, which is, you know, if I have to pay to work, I'm not working there. But what else really should stand out to people?
I said in the beginning, unsolicited. That is key. If you did not apply for the job, you definitely want to do some extra research. I recommend creating a separate email address for all the jobs you apply for. That way it will stick out if it comes to a different email address. Another thing you can do or another thing you should be wary of, a lot of these positions are paying $60 an hour. There's no real interview. There's no real requirements of your resume, but they're going to pay you $60 an hour. That is a too good to be true salary. You need to watch out for that. You know, if you're just out of college and you're applying for a job and they want to pay you more than what the average college graduate would make, that's a red flag. A lot of times, as I said, they're pretending to be real companies. You want to call up that company or look on their website and find out if they're really hiring for these positions. A lot of them are made up positions. And if they're pressuring you to take the job immediately, like it's going to go to someone else if you don't take it, you know, with any kind of scam, the pressure to give to a charity, the pressure to take on that roofing job, you know, whatever it is, if they don't want to give you the time to do your research, that's a huge red flag. And all of these liking, subscribing type jobs, they're fake. So you definitely want to avoid those types of jobs. If you've already put money in and now they're saying you have to pay a tax or a fee to charity, stop. Don't give them any more of your money. Realize you've been scammed and walk away.
Well, and it's so interesting you said, Kristen, that if you get an unprompted job offer, because, you know, one of the, I'd say, downfalls of the internet in general is how exposed we've become. So anybody's resume that even dates back to their high school days when they were trying to get into college is online. You know, everything is so accessible online. And so, I mean, I will get emails on a daily basis from random platforms, and it could be even credible platforms as well. Oh, we saw your credentials online and we think you'd be great for this, 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 and this. And I always delete. But it is interesting, though, because we say that and sometimes, especially that younger crowd, you know, that younger crowd will a lot of times apply to 50, 60 different jobs on, again, credible websites or platforms, you know, that they've got job listings and everything. But you never know. I don't know if you could speak to this at all, but if that information then can spill in somehow to a scammer site or anything like that. I mean, how easy is it for people or scammers to access that you're even looking for a job and target you? Or is it kind of random that you'd get this?
Yeah, it's all everyone that we've seen that has reported these scams has put their resume out there. I don't know whether it was recently or in high school. Obviously, they don't go into that much detail. But we do know from looking at our data that the number one scam that younger people fall for are employment scams. Mm-hmm. So you're right on target with that, is that they're most susceptible to these types of scams. And so you want to be careful about what personal information you put on your resume that you're uploading now for the public to see. They don't necessarily need to know your address, that sort of thing. And then again, if you're being texted about a job, especially a job you didn't apply for, that is a huge red flag. And if you did apply for a job, chances are they're not going to text you. So you need to look at those, you know, very carefully.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, again, we talk about this with any type of scam, Kristen, which is, you know, to think logically. So to take a breath and go, does this make any sense? And while, again, I know I'm very old school. My 7-year-old will remind me all the time I'm from the 1900s. It's love that. Gotta love having a child. But it's I think there are some things that don't change. You know, a broken clock is still correct twice a day, and no job is going to text you that they want to hire you. That's you know, a reputable company is not going to say if they really want to work with you or they're really interested in you. That's not how they're going to reach out to you. And I think sometimes we, first of all, I get it. There's economic pressures. We need to make money. We have families to support. Maybe you're getting out of college and you feel like you're the one who has not found that job yet, but all your peers have. I get the pressures constantly. I totally understand it. But I think we don't give that grace period of just 1 to 2 minutes to take a breath and go, is this logical? Mm-hmm. Does this actually make sense? And I think if we did that more, it's probably one of the best ways to actually identify if something is a scam or not. Because we are so tech savvy and we are so tech forward that we don't realize that logically a reputable company would never do this. That's not how they hire.
No. But if you're new to the job search, you might not realize
that. No kidding. So you're right.
Definitely do your research about these companies. Call them up. Don't visit the website that you were texted or emailed, but actually look up the real company and see what jobs they are offering. Call them up. And you're going to find out pretty quickly that they're not going to pay you $60 an hour to like a video.
Yeah. Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau, I always appreciate having you on the show and to make sure people know about the scams that are going on here and across the country and how to avoid them. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too, Kristen. And again, if people want more information, you want to access the scam tracker as well, I'm going to put those links on our website, voiceofct.com.